patient's first name is Roxy. Last name is Guevara. That's Guevara. Date of birth is August 18, 2011. Date of service is January 3rd, 2022. Next line. History of presenting illness. Patient is a 10-year-old female who's presented to the clinic by the mother with right cheek swelling and infection, period. Mother reports that she had a telemedicine encounter with a teledoctor and patient was diagnosed with cellulitis of the right cheek and started on amoxicillin antibiotics, period. Patient's mother reports that child has been having these symptoms for 4 days and now seems to be getting worse. The swelling in the cheek has gotten progressively worse and the redness has gotten progressively worse. Period. Child tells me that she feels like there's little pus get inside her mouth and is concerned about the pain she's experiencing. Period. Child's mother also reports child has been experiencing fever. And this morning, her temperature was up to 101.3. Period. Mother has been given Tylenol, alternating with ibuprofen for the fever. Period. Next line, past medical history is negative. Next line, surgical history is negative. Next line, current medications, amoxicillin and Tylenol. Next line, social history, child lives with a mother and siblings. Mother denies any exposure to secondhand smoking. Next line, the review of systems is otherwise negative except for the presenting symptoms. Next line, physical examination. Child is alert and acutely ill, appearing with obvious swelling to the right side of the face and notable erythema over her right cheek, period. H-E-E-N-T, nose is unremarkable, negative for rhinorrhea, no edema. Pupils are equal round and reactive, period. Oral mucosa, concerning on the right inner buccal area, positive for erythema with scant pus noted, oozing from a lesion in the buccal area, period. Pharynx is positive for erythema, notable tonsillar enlargement over the right side of the neck and especially right pharyngeal tonsillar area, but negative for any exudate, period. Face is notable edema and erythema over the right cheek area, period. Neck is full range of motion with notable erythema and edema over the right lateral neck area and notable lymphadenopathy, period. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort with no adventitious sounds, period. Abdomen, positive bowel sounds in all four quadrants. Skin is unremarkable except for the redness of the right cheek. Next line, assessment and plan. Cellulitis of the right buccal area and right cheek. Plan, we'll start patient on Augmentin and DC the amoxicillin that she had been previously taking. Period. Patient's mother is also advised to get some chloroseptic spray to spray for symptomatic management for pain. Period. I'll also give the patient a one-time dose of Rocephin, 500 milligram dose per her weight, due to the severity of the symptoms. Period. Mother is advised to continue Tylenol alternating with ibuprofen and to bring the child back for follow-up in the next 5 days. Period. Mother verbalized understanding and will be bringing the child back for follow-up due to the severity of the symptoms. Period. Mother is further educated to take the child to the nearest ER should the child develop any shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. Mother verbalized understanding and will be following up as discussed. Period. End of dictation.